And if he was watching those two things, he probably smells like Astroglide and Bengay.
Well, maybe he just uses the Bengay as Astroglide.
There's a problem right there. That's what's making his hair fall out, too.
Right? Oh, he should smell like Rogaine is what he should smell like.
Should, but doesn't.
Obviously. Oh, and his weave smells like, you know how, like, I don't know.
It smells like it needs to be taken for a walk.
It sure does. His weave needs to be aired out on a nice walk, for sure. I bet his weave smells like musty towels that have been on the gym floor for a while. And cigarettes and whiskey and the herb.
I think his weave smells like Big Fatty Sling.
Oh.
Nothing smells like Big Fatty Sling. And there's the beginning to Big Fatty's show. If he listens to us. Well, even if he doesn't, somebody will tell him.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Nothing smells like Big Fatty's Sling.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1565 of the BFO4 Friday, the 24th of January, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we're going to conclude Shop Week. Yes! Dear Gussie, hi everyone. Big Fatty, you forgot to call him something. I know. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. Let's see, what can we call him? Hello, poop heads. Big Fatty, it was better to forget it. But anyway, hi everyone. I hope you have a right day. Is going well. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, I have really enjoyed Shart Week. Everybody has come up with special titles for me for the week and everything. Y'all, I got to go over here to the e-letters because, let's just see here. That Kim Beaver said that, a polar vortex, also known as the polar cyclone, polar low, or circumpolar whirl, is a persistent large-scale cyclone located near either a planet's geographical poles. On Earth, the polar vortexes are located in the middle and upper troposphere and the shortosphere. Very vulgar. And I said, thank you very much, meteorologist Kim Beaver. And y'all, she's the weather shot. And y'all, then I've got another reference, and I'm going to tell you a little bit later in the little show. But y'all, the turnip head, y'all, he sent me a picture. And y'all, I'm gonna put the link to it in the show notes for today. So y'all, you gotta go over there. It's one of those little movie things that lasts about 2 or 3 seconds. But y'all, it is entitled Gesundheit, and y'all, it's perfect. It's perfect for Shart Week. And y'all, don't be eating your Cheerios when you watch that. That's all I gotta say. But y'all, the one that caught my attention the most, y'all, was a Twitty. Well, there was another one. Down there in the future. Y'all, speaking of the future, this coming Sunday, the 26th, y'all, it is Australia Day. And y'all, I don't know when they'll actually celebrate it. So y'all, I don't know if I should play the music today, or if I should play it on for the Monday show or whatever. But y'all, if I forget, which I probably will, a happy Australia Day to my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob. Y'all, by the way, that trucker Alex sent me some sort of picture thing. He says, "Is this why you have a straight boyfriend?" Y'all, it was some sort of animal down there that has four penises. Big, ready, vulgar. And that'll cause a shard explosion. Very vulgar. But anyway, happy Australia Day to my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, and to the little Aussie battler, Scotty, and to Artie Grizzler, and maybe to Brian from Boston. You know, he is the unsubscribed, self-appointed resident historian of the BFO that visits Australia. Y'all, I believe he has dual citizenship. I don't know that for sure, but that's just what I'm thinking. But y'all, the thing that caught my eye the most for Shark Week to close it out this week is y'all that Seda 69. You know, he is over there on the Twitties, and y'all he says I have so enjoyed you got to give Big Fatty credit. I've so enjoyed Shark Week that he should be receive an award. And y'all, you know, anytime somebody wants to give Big Fatty an award, I'm interested. And y'all, he says the award should be for Shark-tastic excellence in podcasting. That is just vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 24th of June, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. It's someone you heard at the beginning of today's show. Y'all, many of you probably don't even know what the hell clip that was. Y'all, that clip's probably about 3 years old. But y'all, that is the last incarnation, I believe, of the Wembies. And y'all, on there was Fairy Princess Holly and Walt and Larry Clyde. And y'all, today we're celebrating one of their celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is the celebration for Larry Clyde. And y'all, that's the only clip I had of him. But y'all, how appropriate they were talking about the smell of Big Fatty Sling. And y'all, that thing was so old, I thought they were talking about Big Fatty. Fatty's weave. Big Fatty! Big Fatty, we can only imagine you with a weave. Y'all, speaking of that, y'all, I hadn't seen any pictures over there at spotting Big Fatty. Of Big Fatty and Shark Week. So, y'all, maybe spotting Crazy's just behind. But, y'all, wouldn't it be funny to see a picture of Big Fatty with a weave? Big Fatty, no, it would not. But anyway, y'all, later today, I'm taking Larry Clyde out to the Aereo Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aereo Puerto. And y'all, he is going up to the New York City. Big Fatty, New York City. And y'all, he's going to celebrate his exiting of the birth canal up there. I think it's a secret, so if you talk to him, don't let him know that I told you that. But anyway, so, y'all, if you see Larry Clyde on an aerial plano, which, as we all know, is Mexican for aerial plano, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birthday. Big Fatty, I hope that the stewardess brings him a complimentary bag of peanuts and cake.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's been a while since we've had some memory lane music, but y'all, Curtis from the Game Night Gals gave me a great idea for Shark Week for a memory lane music. So y'all, I'm gonna cut out the very beginning of the music because it gives it away. But I'll let you hear the rest of it, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Yes, Big Fatty, this is exciting.
Mrs. H. She's gorgeous. She's one lady who knows how to take care of herself. By the way, my name is Max. I take care of both of them, which ain't easy. Because when they met, it was mad.
Y'all, Y'all, do you recognize that music? Y'all, it sounds like a Quinn Martin production, doesn't it? I mean, but it's not. It's a Aaron Spelling. And y'all, do you can you figure out why not Brian but Curtis from the Game Night guy gals sent this suggestion to me? Cause y'all, if you incorporate it into this week, y'all this would be the theme from shot to shot. But y'all, actually, it was Hot to Hot, and it was an American television series starring Robert Wagner and Stephanie Powers as Jonathan and Jennifer Schott. A big Freddy, it's hot. A wealthy couple who moonlight as amateur detectives. Big Freddy, and y'all, it was on the ABC television network from 1979 to 1984. Big Freddy, that is quite a run. Big Freddy, I shouldn't have said run. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we are up to 22, I say chew, entries into the number one fan contest. And y'all, you've got just 1 week left, because at 5 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Time, next Friday, the 31st, y'all, that's the last time that I'll accept entries for the number one fan for 2014. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, there's already controversy. I had an e-letter this morning from that Calvin out there at the Howdy Do Pancakes. And he says, Big Freddy, this is fraud. I've never sent a number one fan email. And my question is, why not, Calvin? But it says, not to say that I disagree with what was written, but there's an imposter. Is this not unlike what the old gal has happened? Please allow the submission to the number one fan contest to stand. Big Freddy couldn't remember what the hell. And y'all, I went back, and there's no entry for Calvin in the number one fan contest, and I went, well, what the hell did I do? And y'all, earlier this week when I started reading submissions, y'all, I read the submission from Kevin, that drum major Kev up there in the Danbury, and I said, and I credited it to Calvin from the Howdy Do Pancakes. But so y'all, I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to give proper credit to drum major Kev. It says, if selected as number one fan, I will be obligated to cook and serve you bacon off a silver platter or my ass, whichever you prefer. And my response still stands. You know where I like my bacon. Big Freddy, it's just as vulgar today as it was the other day. And y'all, yesterday, or the whenever we read these last, y'all, we got up to that Brian in Danbury, but y'all, we've also received one from Miss Beaver, and it says, you really spoil her, and because it lasts 25 minutes till the smell is gone, consider this her number one entry. And y'all, and there was a picture of Miss Beaver in there. And y'all, evidently Miss Beaver is having some sort of testicle problem. Baby, how do you mean technical problem? Okay, same thing. And y'all, so she had to get her second cousin twice removed, that Michael in Stuttgart, to send it to Big Freddy, and he was less than pleased to have to do anything for his second cousin twice removed. But y'all, there was a picture. And I don't know if Miss Beaver sent this picture, but it could have been Michael. But y'all, there's a picture of a beaver laying on its back with its big old fat stomach, and it's burping, and it's big, Freddy. It's kind of like a mouth shot. No, it's not anything like a mouth shot. Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, I'm going back over here to tell you more about these gummy bears that Joe Z, those stories that he sent us yesterday. And y'all, I suggested to Dr. Stone that he take a bag of these in for the almond cruncher. And he thought that was a lovely idea. But y'all, here are a couple more of these reviews. Ideal gift for your congressional representatives. The reviews are so helpful. It's so difficult to be sure you are buying something over the internet that is exactly what you searching for. I am sending a bag of these to every member of Congress to show my deepest gratitude. And y'all, then, there's a real long one here. I'll try to get it in. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. Y'all, and I don't know if I can or not, but I'm pretty sure that Andrea agreed to have dinner at my apartment only because I always spoke to her using nothing but my 2 years of high school German. Her English was perfect, probably better than mine, but the fact that I could only ask her directions to the Autobahn or inquire about health of her non-existent Tante Amelia seemed to make me appealing to her in a sweet, non-threatening way. My intentions, however, were considerably less childlike. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm just going to go on through here. Prior to Andrea's arrival, I sat in my living room creating a playlist of music to make out music and nervously bringing on the gummy bears I had placed in a decorative bowl that I fancy. The doorbell rang, and within minutes, we were in the kitchen drinking beers. Blah, 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 blah. Entschuldigung was the next. Oh, I don't know what that says. Maybe I don't know. No, excluding the gun was the next thing my uttered by my rapidly clenching stomach. Appropriately, Andrea looked up in response. Send sli coffee machine? Am I making coffee? Evidently, he ate some of these things before she got there, and it's taken effect on him. He thought, I must have mistranslated her at first, and then I finally realized that, yes, the loud, ominous gurgling was coming from my gut and could easily be mistaken for a coffee machine. And, y'all, I can't read all this. Y'all, I'm just, oh my God. Y'all, just go to Haribo, H-A-R-I-B-O, gummy candy, sugarless gummy bears, 5-pound bag. And y'all, I'll put the customer review link in the show notes also. And y'all can go over there and read these. Y'all, they're just absolutely hilarious. There's one here that says, do not bring these to any sort of sporting event. Here we go. Here's one that I can get in. The Westboro Baptist Church after dinner fondants. I bought one order for the Westboro Baptist Church as a donation because we all know how much God hates irregularity. here's one. I don't get the bad reviews. Seriously, people, I don't understand all these bad reviews. I just bought a 5-pound bag for my ex. My ex loves gummy bears. I think he's going to have an explosion of love for those gummy bears. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I hope you've enjoyed Shot Week as much as Big Bang. Maybe you've enjoyed it a little bit too much. That's all I got to say. And y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, remember, next week is going to be Gin Week, where I'm going to sample each of these 5 bottles of gin on the little show. So y'all, Big Fatty will be getting, Big Fatty, you'll be lubricated up. When you know, and y'all, hopefully, it won't be just next week on the little show that Big Fatty will be Big Fatty, are we talking about the same thing? Probably not. But y'all have a wonderful weekend. And y'all, Princess Holly, anything you think of when you hear Big Fatty getting lubed up?
Nothing smells like Big Fatty's sling.
Oh, you can say that again. Happy Shot Week.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.